91X News is brought to you by McDonald's.
It's plus four and cloudy at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Trish Allison. Last night, Belleville police were called to a single motor vehicle rollover on Highway 2 at the west end of Old Kingston Road. The SUV entered the median, rolled over, and crossed both eastbound lanes, landing in a ditch after striking a telephone pole. Two teenagers suffered minor injuries, while the 51-year-old male driver was transferred to Kingston General with serious injuries. Road conditions are being investigated as a contributing factor. Speed and alcohol have been ruled out. The Traffic Management Unit is continuing the investigation. A family was removed from their home last night after Belleville Fire detected carbon monoxide at 14 to 24 parts per million. The family, including two young boys, were sent to hospital after concerns of exposure occurring over the course of a few months. This incident involving the deadly gas stresses the importance for carbon monoxide alarms and annual inspections of all heating appliances by a licensed heating technician. The Belleville Fire Department says exposure to any amount of carbon monoxide can be very dangerous. Defense testimony continues today in Kingston at the trial of a Montreal family accused of four murders. Mohamed Shafia, his wife, and their son have each pleaded not guilty to four counts of first-degree murder. Three Shafia's sisters and Shafia's other wife in a polygamous marriage were found in a car at the bottom of a canal in Kingston in June of 2009. One of the couple's surviving children took the stand yesterday to testify in their defense. He told the court that previous testimony that his sisters were abused by their father was all lies. A massive investigation that began in southern Ontario resulted in early morning raids involving more than 900 officers in Ontario, Alberta, and BC. Investigators say Project Marvel involved attempted murder, importing and trafficking in firearms, drug trafficking, robbery, shootings, and prostitution. Toronto police plan to release more information later today. Quebec says it's prepared to take legal action against Ottawa in an effort to save data from the soon-to-be-abolished Long Gun Registry. Peter Ray has the story.
The province wants the federal government to transfer the data so it can set up its own registry, something Ottawa has so far refused to do. Public Security Minister Robert Zutzil held a news conference in Quebec City to say that if the legislation to end the program passes through Parliament, Quebec will head for the courtroom. He was surrounded by police brass and representatives of police unions and victims groups. The Conservatives have been working for years to end the registry, which they call wasteful and ineffective. Peter Ray, The Canadian Press.
Sheldon Kennedy is calling on American legislators to empower anyone who suspects children are being sexually abused to speak up. Kennedy is testifying today at a U.S. congressional hearing looking into the Penn State college football abuse scandal. His message to the Senate subcommittee is that pedophiles count on the fact that most people have trouble believing adults in trust positions in their fields would abuse children. He's asking the senators to give parents and all adults working with youth the tools to recognize and respond to abuse when they first notice it. Empower the bystanders, Kennedy tells the hearing, and you'll be taking an important first step in breaking the silence on child abuse. The opposition is criticizing the Harper government for pulling Canada out of the Kyoto Protocol. Environment Minister Peter Kent says the move saves Canada billions of dollars in penalties for non-achieving its Kyoto targets. But NDP environment critic Megan Leslie says that's nonsense.
It is a made-up number. There are no penalties that come with Kyoto.
Canada signed Kyoto in the late 1990s, but neither the current Conservatives nor their Liberal predecessors met the targets. Associate Defense Minister Julian Fantino says the number of stealth fighters Canada intends to purchase isn't carved in stone. New Democrat MP Matthew Kelway says this statement is significant because the Tories may finally be ready to admit the cost of the F-35 is more than what they had planned for.
It's an acknowledgement that they can't get the plane for the number that they said they could. And I think just about everybody else in the world has acknowledged that that's the case.
The head of the Air Force says the military's ability to defend the country's skies and operate overseas at the same time would be in peril if the Harper government buys fewer stealth fighters than planned. Facebook is making it easier for people to express suicidal thoughts on the social networking site to get help. A program launching today enables users to instantly connect with a crisis counselor through Facebook's chat messaging system. The service is the latest tool from Facebook aimed at improving safety on its site, which has more than 800 million users. Earlier this year, Facebook announced changes to how users report bullying, offensive content, and fake profiles. U.S. President Obama says the U.S. has delivered a formal request to Tehran for the return of surveillance drone captured by Iran's armed forces. Brett reporter Nasser Karimi says Iranian authorities have shrugged off the request.
General Ahmad Vahidi told Iranian media that the United States should offer apology over the invading Iranian airspace instead of demanding for sending the drone back.
The RQ-170 Sentinel came down along Iran's border with Afghanistan earlier this month. A trend that shows signs of growth could mean some kids get an IOU from Santa this Christmas. For the first time, Deloitte's annual holiday survey asked shoppers whether they plan to wait until January to do most of their Christmas shopping. 6% said yes. Retailers offer discounts of up to 75% on a wider variety of items after Christmas. Polar adventurers are battling fierce icy winds as they try to get to the South Pole to celebrate an anniversary. Tomorrow marks the 100th anniversary of Norwegian pioneer Roald Amundsen reaching the pole on skis. Bad weather has delayed some of the teams and prompted some explorers to give up and fly in so they can make it there in time for the ceremony. That's 91X News to 1206. Sean Macy has sports next.
Now that's the sound of value, like McDonald's Value Picks menu. Get a delicious McDouble, two 100% Canadian beef patties, and a slice of cheesy goodness. Only $1.39 plus tax every day. At participating McDonald's.
Good afternoon, I'm Sean Macy with 91X Sports. Success is nothing new for the Loyalist men's rugby team, but for both coaches and players, maintaining that success is a year-round mandate. Tara Allaire has the story.
OCAA rugby was resurrected and schools were divided into Division 1 and 2. Loyalist Athletic Director Jim Buck said the switch to Division 2 allowed Loyalists to remain competitive and keep the program.
If that hadn't happened, we probably would have got out of men's rugby because we found it was too much. The bigger schools just had so many more advantages that it was a real struggle.
Under Coach Larry Cook, rugby at Loyalist College is flourishing and attracting the area's top talent. The prestige of playing for the three-time provincial champions doesn't hurt recruiting either.
Most kids want to play for a winner, so you certainly get the leg up when it comes to recruiting.
The Lancers' success begins in the off-season. Coach Larry Cook says club rugby prepares the athletes for the season and improves their skills against competitive opponents. This has shaped the Lancers into the winningest rugby team in the province. Cook says the high caliber of skilled athletes has made the Lancers' lineup a tough one to crack.
This is like an all-star of an all-star team. So a lot of the players, they come down here and they're competing against all the other all-stars. It's very competitive, so they may not be on the field all the time where they were in high school.
Although championship titles are great, Cook says lessons like discipline, respect, and accountability are learned through rugby. With this mentality, the Lancers men's rugby team will continue to win championships and produce champions, both on and off the field. Tara Allaire, 91X Sports.
The OHL takes a night off tonight, but there's some action on the Junior A circuit. It's a battle of first versus worst tonight when the Trenton Goldenhawks visit the Liftlock Stars. Trenton has only lost seven games this season, while Peterborough is looking for the upset and their ninth win of the year. The puck drops at 7 o'clock. It's a busy night in the NHL with 12 games hitting the ice, and half of those including Canadian teams. In the East, the Ottawa Senators travel to Buffalo to take on the Sabres. The Leafs host the Carolina Hurricanes, the Habs host the struggling Islanders, and the Winnipeg Jets take on the league-leading Minnesota Wild. And in the West, Calgary heads to Nashville for a meeting with the Predators, and the Canucks are in Columbus taking on the Blue Jackets. Canada's junior hockey team has cut 7 players, leaving only 35 at the selection camp. The final cuts tomorrow morning will determine the 22-player team that will represent Canada at the World Junior Championships starting Boxing Day in Alberta. Released from the team were defenseman Jerome Gauthier-Leduc of the Rimouski Oceanic, Brendan Kickton of the Spokane Chiefs, and Matthew Dumba of the Red Deer Rebels. Forwards Max Reinhardt of the Kootenay Ice, Mark McNeil of the Prince Albert Raiders, Michael Furland of the Brandon Wheat Kings, and Zach Phillips of the St. John Sea Dogs were also cut. Send us your team or league scores, email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Trish Allison with 91X Weather.
Today, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and a high of 6. Tonight, cloudy, becoming partly cloudy late this evening and a low of minus 4. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness, rain beginning early in the evening and a high of 6. And on Thursday, more rain and a high of 10. At 12:10, it's plus 4. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Trish Allison with Sean Macy. News is next at 1.